Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 26th, Saturday. 219, day 298. Today's topic, look at your cell phone more than read your Bible. Technology becomes your Lord. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Breathe for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 33 to 40, Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 23 to chapter 50, verse 46, Titus chapter 1, verses 1 to 16, Proverbs 26, verses 13 to 16. Today, I have two main passages. The first one is from Psalm 119, verses 33 to 40. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life. The second passage is from Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 6 to 7. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place. Whoever found them devoured them. Their enemies said, "We are not guilty, for they sinned against the Lord, their verdant pasture, the Lord, the hope of their ancestors." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is look at your cell more than read your Bible. Technology becomes your Lord. Today, Jesus reminds us through the Psalms and Jeremiah passages the two big crises of modern people. Number one, look at your cell more than read your Bible. Technology becomes your Lord. When I read Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and cause them to roam on the mountain. The word to roam makes me to think of data roaming in our cell phone. The definition of roaming in the dictionary is move about or travel aimlessly or unsystematically, especially of a wide area. A trembling moment happened when I just completed the above sentence, because Jesus reminded me and said to me, "Do you know that's how Satan been doing?" You read Job chapter 1 and you will understand. Then I opened my Bible to Job chapter 1 verses 6 to 7. I nearly jumped out of my chair because roaming is the habit of Satan. Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 7. One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it." Well, we need to understand that using our cell phone should be a good thing and useful habit, but when roaming, use up lots of your time daily, and when we are aimlessly and without any purpose to let our cell phone to lord us each day, is that a big problem? The fact is that quite a number of Christians have fallen into the crisis of today's topic. Look at yourself more than read your Bible. Technology becomes your lord. Number two, you need to become the servant of Jesus and not the servant of technology, so that you can receive the promise in today's psalm and not live in fear anymore. And find your resting place. That's the presence of God. Yeah, because you find your resting place. Today's Psalm 119, chapter 33 to 40, gives us a different lifestyle of that aimless and without purpose lifestyle. And I deeply believe the time with Abba culture is nurturing us to this Christ-like lifestyle so that we can claim the promise of Psalm 119, verse 38. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. What a coincidence it is that 4 years ago, October 26, 2015, was the first day we started our 6 a.m. daily time with Abba and 7 a.m. praise, worship, and Holy Communion. To me, I do not think this is a coincidence, but as a confirmation to invite you to join us to have time with Abba daily. No matter through this blog and podcast, or to come to Richmond Emmanuel Church or Toronto Emmanuel Church, yeah, to have time with Abba in the morning. May you become a true servant of Jesus and not a servant of technology. And that because the Lord is the one you fear, you won't fear any other things. You will be free. Let's pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to become a true servant of Jesus and not a servant of technology. And that because you are the one we fear, we won't fear any other things and be free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to become a true servant of Jesus and not a servant of technology, that you can be free? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.